Okay, guys, good morning. Today's Rambam is not a very complicated Rambam. It's not as like yesterday's Rambam with the three different layers to it. It's a pretty straightforward Rambam, but it's a very interesting, and it shows how the Rambam was able to abstract certain global concepts. The Sefer, the second section of Yad Chazak, is called Ahava. And it contains mitzvahs that aren't time-bound, that aren't uniquely part of some larger framework like Hachim or Ishus or Tahara or Zerayim. Obviously, there are plenty of mitzvahs. These are just the mitzvahs that are unrelated to any larger system. They're just mitzvahs between a person and a Kaddish Baruch Hu that are meant to display our love to their Bona Shalom. How will the Rambam conclude a section called Ahava? So first of all, he organizes the mitzvahs in a way that the last mitzvah of the section of Ahava is the mitzvah of Mila. In the entire section, you'd think possibly Mila should be the first, because in a person's lifespan, Mila is really the first mitzvah that a person performs. It should come before Kriya Shema, before Tefillah, before Brachos, before Tefillin, before Tzitzis. Yet the Rambam places Mila at the tail end of Ahava. And that allows him to conclude the entire section of Ahava by describing the importance of Bris Mila. Now, the Gemara in the Nedarim and Daf Lamed Aleph on the base cites five or six phrases that are called Gedolah. It's a very well-known Gemara. Gedolah Mila, Gedolah Mila. Mila is great for this reason. Mila is great for that reason. Which Gedolah does the Rambam begin with? Bo ure'e kama chamura Mila. We'll talk about the difference between the word Gedolah and chamura, but the Rambam is highlighting the centrality of Mila. Shelo nitla l'moshe Rabbeinu aleha afilu sha'achas afa b'shaya b'derach. The Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given any latitude. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the way to Mitzrayim. He's got good reason, as it were, to delay Mila. He has to redeem Am Yisrael, and perhaps the road is very dangerous for the Bris Mila. But even under those conditions, Moshe Rabbeinu is not given any latitude or leeway, and he's almost killed, or his son is almost killed, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't give him any flexibility. That's how important he is. Why does the Rambam choose this statement? Out of all the statements in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, it chooses Moshe Rabbeinu. If you take a look in Nedarim, there's so many beautiful phrases about Mila. I'll just read a few of them to you. The Mishnah says, Gedolah Mila, Shekol HaMitzvot Sha'asa Avram Avinu Lo Nikra Shalem. Avram is only called the Shalem. Gedolah Mila, Shemalehi Lo Barak Kodesh Baruch Hu Salam. Hashem would have created the world without Mila. One of his beautiful statements about Mila, and the one statement the Rambam cites is the severity that Moshe was treated with because he avoided Mila, even partially, even momentarily. The answer is as follows. The end of Mada spoke about how a person, we spoke about yesterday, how do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Remember the Rambam said, Al pi hadea ti ha'ava. The more that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that you'll be obsessed with him. The Rambam's discussion of Tishke bo tamid, thinking about him obsessively like you think about a woman. It's a very ambitious statement, which the Ravid may have disagreed with because it's just too aspirant. Maybe it is aspirant, and maybe it's something to shoot for. But how does that Ava translate into a day-to-day experience? How do you translate Ava? Ava is a very, very theoretical concept. For example, the Torah says, V'yavta l'recha kamocha. A lot of people show their love in very strange ways. That's why the Chachamim came and said, "V'yavta l'recha kamocha." It doesn't mean love your neighbor. It means treat him properly, treat him with respect, worry about their money, worry about... Because we have to concretize, we have to ground it. So we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to think about him as much as we can. We're never going to reach, perhaps, the level of the Rambam. So Mada, and which concludes with Ahavas Hashem, transitions into mitzvos, which the Rambam calls Ahava. The way you keep mitzvos is an expression and a consequence of Ahava. For a Jew, the relationship between theology and passion towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, namely Emunah and Ahava, and mitzvos is inalienable, is inseparable. You can say, I believe in Hashem and I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm unable and unwilling to perform mitzvos. So how do you take the Ahavas Hashem of Sefer Mada and translate it to mitzvos? Thus it would seem like two very different experiences. I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of course I feel submitted to Hashem. I feel that I have to accept His authority. When I think of mitzvos, I don't think of Ahava, I think of authority. I think of mitzvah v'yosa. Hashem commands me and I respond. There's one word that bridges Ahava and mitzvos. And it's called Bris. One day you'll get married, and you'll love your wife in Eretz Hashem, but as you know, you can't be in love with someone every single minute. You get on each other's nerves, you have disagreements, you have differences of opinion. Marriage is framed around the bris. As you're building a partnership, And together you're going to build a family, and you're going to share funds, and you're going to raise children, and you're going to live life together and support each other and be there for each other in difficult times. And you don't wander outside the parameters of that bris. The bris is a covenant. And unfortunately, today, why marriage is suffering so deeply is because the concept of covenant and commitment is fraying. You have a hard time with that notion. That same covenant should be framed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to try to love you. I'm going to try to feel your love every minute, as the Rambam wants me to feel in the end of Sefer Mada. But I'm also going to allow that Ava to build a bris with you, to build a bris between myself and you. And that bris is going to be fenced in by mitzvahs. That's what a bris is. These are the terms of the bris. I'll keep this mitzvah, I'll keep that mitzvah. I'll keep... And even though during each mitzvah I may not feel the most jubilation and euphoria, I'm not ecstatic, but that's the show of my love. I love you, and therefore I'm going to concretize my love with a bris. So Moshe Rabbeinu is responsible for delivering Torah as a bris to the Jewish people. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers a message to Moshe about the importance of a bris. It's not incidental that Moshe learns about bris in Shemos. Moshe is going to create a bris for Am Yisrael. Since Moshe is going to be the bris maker and the bris establisher, he has to realize how important a bris is. That has to be the framework before you start this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'otzeisi V'Yisalti V'Galti V'Lakachti. Realize how vital and how seminal a bris is. So that's why Moshe was exposed to this whole danger situation. That's why the Rambam begins with Moshe Rabbeinu, Borei Kama Chamura, not just how great Mila is, but how severe it is to hold the system together. And if you violate the bris, the entire system of Ava collapses. Now we can read the rest of the Rambam. Next to the Rambam has two different levels to it. After that first introduction about Moshe, Chol Mitzvos HaTorah Nichrusu Aleim Shalosh Brisos. The Torah has three Brisos. Torah is given through three brisos, namely Eila Divrei HaBris, Milvad Divrei HaBris, Atem Nitzavim Liavrucha BeBris. So the word bris is employed three times to describe the mitzvahs through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Mila, which is the precedent for Moshe to learn the value of a bris, that has 13 brisim. Ve'al HaMila Nechosu Shlosh Esrei Brisos Im Avraham Avinu. Then Mila had 13 brisos with Avraham Avinu, and that served as the template for Moshe to understand the bris. When he understood a bris, he could then enact the bris between our Kodesh. He could be the bris maker between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, the mediator, to create this bris. That's why Moshe says, Eila Divrei HaBris, three times, to stress to Am Yisrael the value of bris. So this is a very, very subtle Rambam. He concludes the entire Sefer Ahava with bris mila, and he concludes the three prakim of bris mila by highlighting that bris mila is iconic for bris Torah. Bris Mila is a bris that every single person is involved in, even if you're not a male, even though you don't have a physical bris. You're still involved in the connotations of a bris Mila. That's why Tzipora is involved in the bris Mila in Parsha Shmos, so she's performing it for her child. So everyone's involved in the bris of Mila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers 13 brisos to Avraham Avinu because there's only one content in that bris. Imagine a fence with only one spoke, one spike. You have to use that same spike again and again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu iterates the bris mila 13 times because the bris mila is only surrounding one activity, mila. But we have a bris with 613 spikes, or 613 elements creating that framework. So we only need three times rather than 13 times. Moshe Rabbeinu studies bris mila through a very, very severe, almost tragic circumstance to realize how solidifying a bris can be to a relationship. So the bris mila allows the Rambam to transition from mada, which is theoretical and which concludes with Ava, into a concrete ritual day-to-day expression, not just of mitzvos, but of mitzvos based on Ava. Mitzvos based on Ava is called bris. Sometimes you'll have mitzvos based on Ava with deep passion, but more often than not, you'll have mitzvos based on Ava called bris. Today, you're going to think about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu, every time you do a mitzvah. Hopefully you will, but you probably won't. But at some level, I'm performing a mitzvah because I'm staying within the boundaries of the covenant to have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a truer, more realistic way to feel Ava on a daily basis. It's not emotional, it's not spiritual, it's just modality. I know that I have a bris with Hashem. I'm committed to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sometimes I'll feel the passion more deeply. Even when I don't, I won't veer from the parameters of the bris. Okay, so the Rambam concludes Ava with Mila, and he concludes Mila by comparing the bris of the mitzvos to the bris of Avraham. And Moshe understands the value of bris and mitzvos because he almost fails in the bris of Avraham. Okay, tomorrow we'll see how the Rambam concludes. Very, very interesting, very strange, very unexpected conclusion to Sefer Zmanim. How is the Rambam going to conclude Sefer Zmanim? Yom Tov, Pesach, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. What is he going to talk about? Something very, very transcendent, you think, right? Let's see what he says tomorrow at the end of Sefer Zmanim. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Good day.